Hi, I'm Angela Hughes with the Insider Travel Report and Trips and Ships Luxury Travel. And I'm here at the beautiful Four Seasons Resort today with Shadi, the general manager. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Yes. I am actually your contact and leisure sales manager here at the resort, and I am your window to the world here at the beautiful Four Seasons Resort and the heart of Walt Disney World.
Okay, so we've got our masks on and we are COVID ready, and your hotel's COVID ready. Tell us a little bit about how you guys have done things to make it really safe. And
so with Four Seasons, we were very lucky to partner with Johns Hopkins, and we initiated a new program that's called Lead with Care. And as safety is one of the most important factors in the Four Seasons brand, we took a lot of initiatives while we closed to sanitize the resort in and out. And we developed a lot of areas in the resort to have the latest technology and temperature checking, seamless contacts, menus that they are digitally available for you, and we provide masks here at the resort. So we're fully operational, and we have all of our amenities and outlets and restaurants and services available. However, we modified our capacities to accommodate and to comply with the safety and CDC guidelines.
Okay, so tell us a little bit, when did your resort open up and what capacity are you guys at right now?
So the resort originally was born in 2014, mm-hmm. and shortly after we were awarded the Five Diamond Award, which is a great testament to the team and the location of the Four Seasons. And we're very lucky because we provide a mix of luxurious accommodations, and we have our own destination amenities and activities. So when you are here with us in the resort, you don't have to leave and go anywhere. We closed earlier this year. We chose to close just to make sure that the safety is our number one factor and to care for our guests. And then after 3.5 months, we opened on July 1st. July 1st, we opened before Disney opened, and we did a lot of training for our staff back of the house, in front of the house,
right,
to make sure we are providing a seamless and sequence of service with elegance, keeping the brand of Four Seasons available for the resort guests.
Okay, and what's the response been? Have you had a lot of people return back to the property?
So, you know, the support of our guests is phenomenal, and especially when families are anxious to travel, knowing that there is a brand to support the safety and precautions that they follow. Mm-hmm. And going with Four Seasons, you can't go wrong. And as I mentioned, the safety and precautions that we have taken here and the measures are phenomenal in making sure we provide also a very sanitized environment for the resort guests and also for our team.
Tell me a little bit about, you guys have been on a campaign to make things more family friendly throughout COVID because people are doing extended stays, etc. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yes, of course, with this time we had to adjust, and a lot of things are now adjusting with schools and vacations,
yeah,
and social distancing and the physical distancing. So what we have done here is we implemented a schoolcation program here, mm-hmm. where we can accommodate the guests for their children, if they are in school, to come and be in a private environment in one of our ballrooms, to be provided with high Wi-Fi speed and their own private desk. And they can have a program to choose and to plug in to do their homework and be with their school half a day and full day. And we've seen that this is a great success for families to continue traveling, experiencing different parts of the world and being out of their environment, especially if they are in total lockdown, to come and experience a little vacation, a little relaxation while their kids are still doing their homeworks and schools.
Okay, and I know that you also have programs like kids clubs that they can check into if the parents need some downtime.
Absolutely. Of course, mom and dad, we do care about you, and for your children ages 4 and up, we can take care of them from our Kids for All Seasons Club every day from 10 a.m. till 5 p.m. complimentary. You leave your child with us and you can go and do a spa treatment, a round of golf, a tennis lesson, or you can just enjoy a nice dip by our adults only pool. So while mom and dad are enjoying their time, our team is taking care of the children, and we do a lot of activities with them. We take them in the water, outdoor, indoor, many activities throughout the day.
Okay, so tell me what the response has been coming back to Orlando.
So we have been very successful in getting a lot of clients back to what they know best and what they have experienced in the past. And having the local destination here with the location, it just gives us a great benefit for the resort guests to feel safe. So we have a lot of people returning just because they know that they don't have to go anywhere else. We have 5 dining options on site. So you can have a character's breakfast in our Ravello restaurant. Mm-hmm. You can have a...
So you have a character's breakfast right on site here. You don't necessarily have to do that with Disney then.
Correct. We have Goofy and Pals breakfast every Saturday and Thursday. At this time, we adjusted it only to have it on Saturdays. But we still have our calendar of events, activities available also online, which I will share with everyone, that has a whole entire activities for all different ages. And this is one of the many reasons that a guests, when they choose their destination and their vacation, they think about us because they don't have to plan around it. And we always tell the guests, don't overpack your planning with so many things. Just take the time to have 1 to 2 days in the resort to relax because there are so much to do here.
And this view outside is to die for here. Tell me, I know today you guys just had a promotion that came out for the holidays. Tell our viewers a little bit about that and what you've got in store for people because it's pretty exciting.
Yes, so we have our promotions right now with our Take Time to Connect, which gives you an advanced purchase promotion. Take Time to Connect. It's a great promotion to take advantage of right now. It's available till the end of December, and you can have a 20% off the best published rate. And the deposit that you do, if you decide to change to give you a sense of comfort and to give you safety and security, you can utilize this deposit if you canceled your stay up to June 30th, 2021.
Okay, so you guys are being really flexible right now to get people inside the resort and making sure that they feel comfortable coming and can change if they have a last minute
Absolutely.
Issue.
And we also have another promotion, which is another great value promotion where it's Experience More. Experience More allows you for a daily credit of $200 when you book a room and a $500 credit daily when you book a suite. And this credit can be utilized towards spa, golf, tennis, retail, dining, anything you need. So these two promotions are available right now. And they are great added value for a lot of clients.
Now, one thing I know that you guys are really pushing right now is multi-generational trips. I just saw when I was touring the hotel that you could do 5 rooms that connect upstairs to a suite. Is that correct?
We're very blessed, Angela. And, you know, when the resort was designed, it was built to be family-friendly and being able to accommodate a lot of multi-generational families to help them be all together. So we have designated an entire floor that you can book with 21 residences on the 16th floor. And then we're lucky we have the extra space to have our 9-bedroom royal suite that's located on the right wing.
So it's 9 bedrooms. 9
bedroom royal
suite.
Even more.
Wow.
And we have a 5-bedroom presidential suite that overlooks the beautiful sanctuary of whole entire Walt Disney World.
How would you compare this resort to some of the Disney properties? And I know that you also came from the Ritz-Carlton, so you have a lot of experience there.
I want to really give kudos to the design team and the whole entire philosophy behind building the Four Seasons Resort. But I was very, very amazed with the location and the own destination name that puts the Four Seasons as a destination to travel to. What really separates us is the amount of amenities and benefits and Disney connectivity that you have at your fingertips.
Right.
So you can stay in the resort, and if you decide to go and enjoy the Walt Disney World, it's available for you. We provide daily complimentary transportation to the all 4 major Disney parks. And this is a luxury transportation by Four Seasons, complimentary to the resort guests.
I know that many hotels have been struggling during the pandemic, and when did you guys first open for the pandemic? Not the hotel originally, but when did you guys first open?
So we reopened on July 1st.
On July 1st, and has it been a struggle to bring business back to normal levels, or we're not at normal levels, we're only at 50 to 60% here, but has it been a struggle to grow that business back up, or what has the last 6 months look like for you guys?
I'll be totally honest with you. We definitely felt the business was a little bit slower when we reopened, and we felt that business is still not back to the norm, and this is gradually coming back.
Right.
So we right now are experiencing very busy demand on the weekends, mm-hmm. and we're working gradually towards increasing the occupancy on the weekdays. However, for the festive seasons and for the upcoming holidays, mm-hmm. we're anticipating to be at 50%, which is the level we're accommodating. And the reason for that, because we had to modify our hours and limited services to comply with the safety precautions and make sure that every guest is still able to have a nice dining experience and a great quality with the services of Four Seasons.
And how do you feel that the spring, what's your forecast for spring? What's that look like?
Spring break. So it's surprising, spring break. Everybody that missed their vacation, especially from the international destinations, are looking for spring to come. And we're very hopeful that the
crossing
CDC guidelines
fingers.
And the borders will reopen, yes. And it's difficult for families not to go and enjoy a vacation. It's very difficult to being deprived from seeing those beautiful islands, seeing these beautiful beaches and attractions and parks and old pictures of vacations that you have enjoyed and not being able to go to them. So we're very lucky that we have the flexibility with our governor allowing us to be in compliance and being able also to share a lot of peace of mind precautions for businesses to open and operate in their safety measures.
What portion of your business comes from international versus domestic here?
We are, as a brand, Four Seasons brand is well known all over the world,
mm-hmm.
and the international travel mix is definitely a great component for many of our travelers. In the summertime, we average a higher percentage of international travelers.
Okay.
And when they come in, they usually come in for an extended period of time, up to 2 to 3 weeks.
And you were telling me that you often host royalty here.
We do have royalties, and I had the pleasure today to host you and welcome you to our Four Seasons.
Don't know if I'm quite on that same level, but thank you.
And royal families, they like to travel in style. They like to have their privacy. And the way that we have our 16th floor designed with the 21 residences and being able to block it entirely for your family with an entire live-in butler is a great
it's
way
a dream.
Of living and a private feel. It's like your own villa in the sky.
Okay, finally, we have 100,000 viewers. Can you, what's kind of your final words to them?
So we are all in the travel business and we are all in this together. And I know that the business travel and the vacations and what we do best, making dreams come true, is going to come back and will come back stronger than ever. And we will get out of this pandemic and the travel industry will resume stronger and better. And gradually we are seeing improvements in our occupancies and our sister properties across the globe. And we hope that with the vaccine announcement that it will open a more opportunities for a lot of people to travel.
Thank you so much for meeting with us today.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Angela, and thank you for coming and visiting our resort, and thank you for all the viewers.
Yes.